The reason why people have an opposition to Jewish power is not because they're Jews. It's because, and that's what they try to say, it's because of what they, many of them do, their leaders do. They, my latest book is The Secret Behind Communism. You can get that through my website, davidduke.com. We mail it around the world, by the way. And in this, I spent a lot of time in the archives and studying in Russia and doing research on the Russian Revolution. The Russian Revolution is not the Russian Revolution.
It wasn't about Russians.
It wasn't done by Russians. It was financed, it was led entirely by Jews in the beginning. Even Lenin was part Jewish. Trotsky was the first head of the Red Army, who was Bronstein. Zinoviev, Kamenev.
From Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's right. And the chief financier of the Russian Revolution was Jacob Schiff of New York, international banker. Now again, that shows you the tribal aspect of this. Now, the theory is, I mean, a communist is certainly the opposite, quote, the opposite of a capitalist. So why in the world would one of the richest bankers in the world support a Bolshevik revolution, which is supposed to take away all private property, right, and nationalize all industry? Why would the richest banker in the world do this? And the answer to that question, of course, is that he was a Jewish patriot who was also a Zionist, by the way, and he hated Russia because they saw the Russian Tsar as an anti-Semite. Well, the reason why the Russian Tsar to them was anti-quote Semitic, because he was a Russian patriot. And he saw the exploitation of Russia by these international banksters. He was a dedicated Christian. He saw the destruction of Christian values going on in his country and in the Western world. So he financed communism, helped support communism, as a means to destroy his Christian enemy, what they considered to be a Jewish enemy. Now, in Russia, we hear about the Holocaust every day of our lives. And by the way, I'm not one of these people. I don't go around saying that there weren't terrible things happened to Jews. There were persecutions, and there were Jews who were murdered, and there were many horrible things that went on. But you must also understand the greatest Holocaust in the history of the planet Earth was not the German Holocaust, was the Bolshevik Holocaust. And every major historian who knows anything about history knows that 20 to 30 to 40 million people perished in Russia, and then in the rest of communism around the world, many more millions, millions more in Pol Pot in Cambodia,
China, the great
20, 30, 40 million in China, all around the world. And even in China, the people who spread communism there were actually Jews, believe it or not. That's a fact, and it's all. I have all these documents in my book, The Secret Behind Communism.
I'm going to be asking you about Ukraine, but since you mentioned the genocide perpetrated by the Soviet communists, in Ukraine alone, Stalin killed 6.5 million people from hunger, from famine in the 30s.
And you know who the man was that actually did the mass murder? His name was Gingrich Yagoda.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
And I have an article in my book, for instance. It's on my website, to davidduke.com. And those of you, by the way, you can use a Google Translator. They work pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're not perfect, but people who...
You can get by with it, yeah.
Because I know you'll be translating this and putting subtitles and everything in this show. But I have an article from Ynet News, which is the biggest Israeli website, very popular website in Israel, called Ynet News from Israel. They have a big article by a Jewish historian, Stephen Plocker, and the headline of the article is called Stalin's Executioners. He said, we must never forget that some of the greatest mass murderers of the 20th century were Jews. And he goes on to talk about Gingrich Yagoda, talking about how he was responsible. He ran the gulags, where over 40 million people were incarcerated. Many died, others didn't die. In Holodomor in Ukraine, 7 to 9 million people died. And in fact, I took my doctorate, in fact, in Ukraine, so I'm very familiar with the Holodomor. And he literally, in the article, talks about the fact that Yagoda was directly responsible for 10 million people dying. He was the guy that ran the gulag system and did this. And the funny thing is, he has a mustache almost like Hitler. Just a real short little mustache. And if you saw a picture of him, you might even be mistaken thinking that maybe it's Hitler, right? But nobody knows his name.
Steven Spielberg makes no teary movies about it.
Well, think about it this way. We have 30 million Christians die. We have Jewish Hollywood, and I've talked about earlier that how every major studio is controlled by Jews in Hollywood. They even took over Walt Disney. Mm-hmm. That was the last pro-Christian studio. Yeah. They called him, by the way, an anti-Semite, and they infiltrated with Eisner and Iger. And every studio, and yet, if you ask someone, have you ever seen a single movie? You've got Schindler's List, you've got the Holocaust movie.
Documentaries.
Sophie's Choice, all these movies.
One after the other.
Here's the biggest, most horrific mass murder of humanity in the history of humankind. More people were killed in the Soviet mass murder than all the mass murders of all the wars and all the tyrants of history combined. And yet, no movies.
Yeah.
Not
that's
a single.
That's a problem.
I ask people. I ask you at home. Just name me one movie that shows the biggest mass murder, the murder machine of the Soviets. Just I ask you, listening at home. Just tell me the name of the movie. Tell me, and I challenge you.
There are. You know, one of the things that we try to do from TLV1 here in Buenos Aires is to what America is called joining the dots.
Yeah.
And you were just speaking about Yagoda, the Soviet mass murderers as a whole, as a regime, financed by, amongst others, Leo Bronstein, financed by Jakob Schiff, who also had as a partner Mr. Warburg, who founded the Federal Reserve Banking System, whose bank was Kuhn, Loeb & Company in New York, which later merged into Chase Manhattan. Mr. Schiff was one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. And when you start joining all these dots, you figure, well, wait a minute, mass murder in the Soviet Union, the guy who founded the Red Army, Lenin, the Council on Foreign Relations, mega bankers, what's going on here? So that's my question to you. What is going on here? Because this is something which is beyond ideology. It's what you said at the beginning of the program. It's not that, oh, it's capitalists fighting communists. Perhaps at this level, yeah, but way up at the top of the power pyramid, it seems that it's just one family affair and everybody getting cozy, up to each other.
Well, this is something that I try to do in my work, is try to educate people about it. It's so difficult to talk about Jewish tribalism and talk about the fact that this is a racist ideology, the supremacism as you talked about. And to do so can often cost you a lot.